做见证啊，我们大家欢迎他好不好？欢迎。
There are also our new members in our church. There are also the students at the Southern Seminary, Theological Seminary.
Hi, Will. We'll do translation. I'll translate for him. He'll translate for me, although it's prepared. So, okay. Good morning. We're glad to have an opportunity to share a testimony with you.
早上好。我们很高兴能有这个机会和大家分享我们的见证。
I'll start sharing about our stories, and Alex will finish our sharing.
我会为我们的故事起头，让 Alex 来做一个结尾。
I grew up in New York City in a non-Christian, broken, abusive family.I knew running away would be to throw my life away, so I bided my time to escape to college and never return.
我在纽约城市的一个破碎的非基督徒的家庭长大。我想离家出走，但是知道这样做没有未来，所以我只能忍受，直到上了大学才逃离开那个家，再也不想回去了。
It wasn't until I moved to Cincinnati, Ohio after college for work that I found the God I so desperately needed. Some new friends there invited me to visit their church. There the worship put peace in my heart, and I quietly cried in a back pew because I felt in my heart I could stop running.
在我大学毕业以后，我搬到俄州的辛辛那提工作的时候遇到了神。新朋友们邀请我去教会，当我坐在教堂的后排，听到赞美诗的时候，我的内心充满了平安，同时也默默地流下了眼泪。我终于感觉自己再也不需要逃跑了。
But the part about accepting Christianity was a process. What I needed to know was whether this Jesus God was real or not.Because if he wasn't, he was of absolutely no use to me.
可是接受这个信仰需要一个过程。我想知道耶稣是不是真的。这对我来说很重要，因为如果他不是真的，他对我一点用都没有。
Through reading, especially apologetics books, Bible study, fellowship, and the prayers of those church friends, I eventually accepted Christ.
我看了很多的书，也和教会的朋友们一起读经，并且他们也会为我祷告。我最终接受了耶稣基督。
That church where I grew up spiritually was very missions oriented. So for many years afterwards, I took several short-term missions trips overseas.
我得救的教会很支持传教的工作，我也深受影响。之后几年，我就参与了几次短期的宣教活动。
To keep this story short for now, after working many years, God called me to missions overseas long term. It was a radical change for me, and earlier than I would have expected to be called. I thought maybe He might call me after I retire or something, but His call was very clear to me, and so I followed.
长话短说。工作了几年以后，神呼召我到国外进行长期的宣教工作，这是我生活的重大改变。本以为我会在退休以后才去做这件事，但是神的呼召是那么的清晰，我便顺服了神的安排。
In the beginning, I truly didn't know what I was going to do over there, but God knew.I ended up working on missional business at a time when the need for it there was really growing.
刚开始的时候，我真的不知道去了之后会做什么。可是神知道，最终我做了营山宣教的工作。国外他们很需要这方面的事工。
I met Alex, him, in the field. Just in case you missed that. I met Alex in the field, and not that I didn't want to meet and marry the quote right person, but meeting someone in the mission field, in my mission field country was the last thing I would have expected to happen.
就这样，我在宣教的地方遇到了 Alex， 就是我。我完全没有期待 宣教会让我找到我的另一半，但是神就这样为我安排了。好，下面我来给大家讲我的故事。我信主快两年了。
I've been Christian for about 2 years now.
是 Susan 把福音带给我的。
Susan is the one that shared the gospel with me.
一个朋友让我认识了 Susan， 和 Susan 才接触没多久，他就邀请我去教会。
A friend introduced us, and after not too long, she invited me to church.
其实在中国，很多人对教会都有一些抵触。
Actually, in China, a lot of people are against religion.
但是为什么 Susan 一邀请我，我就毫不犹豫地同意了呢？
But why is it when Susan invited me, I just immediately accepted?
我想这就是神对我的一个呼召。
I think this was a calling from God to me.
他在我的生活里面埋下了很多的伏笔，等待着一个契机，让我可以顺利地进到他的殿中。
It was like God had been preparing my heart for a long time, waiting for the chance moment to meet him.
我外公家旁边以前有一个教堂。
My grandfather's house had a church next door.
小时候我每次经过都特别好奇，但是我又不敢进去看。
When I was little, I was very curious about this church, but I dared not go in to check it out.
到中学的时候，我就住在外公家。
In middle school, high school, I was staying with my grandfather.
我们当时的那个学习任务压力很重，只有到周末才可以休息一下。
The pressure of schoolwork was very heavy, so really there was no chance to sleep in other than on the weekends.
但是早上我睡觉的时候，都会被窗户外面的歌声给吵醒。
But on Sunday mornings, I would always be, I would always be awoken by noise.
就是有人在唱哈利路亚。
To the noise of singing hallelujah.
但是很奇怪，我被吵醒以后，我并没有生气，我反而心里还觉得平静。
But strangely, I wasn't mad or annoyed. I actually felt peace from hearing it.
但是我很想去看一看是谁在唱歌，但是又怕冒犯到别人，就没有这么做。
I really wanted to go see who was singing, but I didn't want to intrude.
到后来呢，我认识 Susan 前面的一段时间。
After I knew Susan for a while.
我每天经过的路上都会经过一个教堂，然后我小时候的回忆又出现了。
I would often pass by a church and then think of some memories from my childhood.
然后也很奇怪，我们的公司的老板在开会的时候也会提到圣经，说圣经是一本很神奇的书。
And strangely, I had a boss who would like to start meetings and mention the Bible.
刚好这个时候，我的内心的想探索教会的意愿变得越来越强。
And at this point, my curiosity and desire to know about Christianity was yet greater.
刚好 Susan 就邀请了我，所以我想都没想就答应了。
It was around this time when Susan invited me to church, so I rather quickly accepted.
和 Susan 一起去了几次教会以后，她也给我讲了一些关于基督徒的一些知识。
And after going a couple of times, she shared with me some things, just the understanding of Christianity.
我突然就发现，好像神在我小时候的就帮助过我。
And I suddenly thought of God, how He helped me when I was little.
以前呢，我是一个无神论者。
I used to be an atheist.
不相信有鬼和神。
I didn't believe in ghosts or God.
但是现在回头一想，却发现有很多矛盾的地方。
But now when I think back, I think there was, I had a lot of internal conflict.
就像我不相信有鬼，但是为什么经过坟墓的时候会觉得凉飕飕的，会很害怕？
Like, I don't believe in ghosts, but when I would pass by the cemetery, I'd feel really creeped out.
也不相信有神，但是为什么在最无助的时候，心里却在呼喊神来帮我们？
But I didn't believe in God, but why when, you know, I was really in need, I would think of God helping me?
有一次经历就很特别。
I had one special experience.
在我读中学的时候，我的成绩不是很好，也很调皮。
When I was in high school, I wasn't a very good student, and I was kind of naughty, bad kid.
所以老师并不是很喜欢我。
So the teachers did not like me.
我的父母对我的教育也很严，也会关心我。
My parents were strict with me and cared about me.
但是我却从他们身上没有感受到一种爱。
But from them, I didn't feel very loved, though.
所以我经常会感觉到孤独和迷茫。
So I often felt lonely and lost.
特别是在周日，我从家出发去学校的路上。
Especially on Sundays when I had to go to a particular class to prepare for the week and be on the road by myself.
我会经过一片田野，那个时候周围都是一个人都没有。
I passed by a field and there was no one around.
当时整个世界就安静下来，然后孤独无助的感觉就从心里跑出来了。
And it was just a very lonely field. When I passed by, I would feel very lonely.
我突然就觉得人生好没有意思啊。
I felt like life was quite meaningless.
我的脚都变得很重，感觉这个路都走不动了。
My feet felt heavy and I couldn't even move any further.
我就在路边就坐了下来。
So I just sat down.
我就在想，我为什么要去读书啊？为什么生活有那么多的痛苦，我还要继续活着？
I thought, why am I going to school? Life is so full of hardships and aches.
生命到底有什么意思啊？
What is the point of life?
我突然就想，也许神知道答案吧。
I thought, God must know.
我就这样想着，突然就好像感应到了神。
Just like that, I felt like the presence of God, that there was a God.
他好像就出现在天上，坐在他的宝座上面。
He just seemed to appear sort of sitting from heaven on his throne.
他就好像在对我说，孩子，你不要担心，我一直在关注着你。
I felt like he was saying to me, don't fret, I'm looking over you.
我一直在爱着你，你继续前进吧。
And I've always loved you, so just keep going.
未来还有很多美好的事在等你去探索。
The future still has lots of wonderful things for you to discover.
突然间，力量和希望就充满了我的身体，我就又站了起来。
So then, after this, I felt much more invigorated and stood up.
那个时候我并没有多想，我也没想这个神是谁。
And at that time, I didn't think that much. I didn't think about who is this God.
直到 Susan 把福音带给我的时候，我的回忆就又重新出现了。
But when Susan invited me to church, suddenly these memories came back to me.
我才发现原来那个时候的神是耶稣基督。
And I thought that God was Jesus.
现在想起来更是觉得非常神奇。
It's even stranger now when I think about it.
因为在中国的传统文化里，神就是像菩萨、佛祖之类的。
Because in the traditional Chinese culture, God is the Buddhist Bodhisattva, right, you know.
我以前并不认识一个神像耶稣这样。
I didn't know of this God, Jesus.
可是他就是出现在我的脑海中。
But he came to my mind.
他如此的独一无二，又充满爱和怜悯。
He's the only God full of mercy, love and mercy.
虽然有这些经历，但是我并没有马上就顺服于神。
And even though I had these experiences, I didn't immediately believe.
因为我的心里还有很多矛盾。
I still had a lot of doubts.
我的社会、我的生活的环境、我的教育都告诉我要相信科学，这个世界上没有神。
Society and my education and experience were all telling me that I had to believe in science and there was no God.
我的知识告诉我，人是因为进化论才出现的，不是神创造的。
And my knowledge or what I was taught was about evolution, not about God's creation.
人死了都不可能再活得过来，这和圣经里面讲的完全都不一样。
And I certainly thought that once a person dies, they can't come back to life. This is not scientific.
并且我身边的人都是这么认为的。
And furthermore, everyone around me believed this.
难道大家都错了吗？
Is it possible that everyone, we're all wrong?
可是我以前的经历又是那么的真实，我就拼命的想来找到答案。
But my experience before was so real, and I wanted to find an answer.
这个时候 Susan 就给了我很大的支持和帮助。
And at this point, she gave me a lot of support and encouragement.
她送了我一些书和影碟给我看。
She shared some books and DVDs with me.
看了这些资料以后，我才发觉原来我有很多误解。
And after I read and saw these things, I realized that I had a lot of misunderstanding.
那些以前我坚信的道理，其实有很多的漏洞。
And actually, those things that I believed before had a whole lot of holes in them.
很多的理论都只是别人提出的猜想。
Those were only theories.
只是大家都认可这个猜想，就把它当作是真的。
But everyone just automatically accepted those theories as fact.
但是这个时候我心里还是有一些疑问。
But at this time, I still had some doubts.
为什么圣经里面有那么多的神迹？
Why are there so many miracles in the Bible?
为什么就没有一个证据可以让大家完全相信神是真的存在呢？
But why isn't there any proof that God exists without a doubt?
就这样带着这个问题，我还是继续来祷告，继续来看圣经。
So I carried this doubt and continued to pray and read the Bible.
直到有一天，我就突然想明白一个问题。
Until one day, it became clear to me.
为什么现在的科学技术那么的发达？
How come science and technology is so advanced now?
人类还只是只能复制生命，不能制创造一个新的生命。
But yet mankind is only able to clone life; they're not able to create life.
哪怕最简单的也不行。
Even the most simple form of life, they cannot create.
但是这个世界上又有那么多的物种。
And the earth is filled with so many species of life.
那又是谁创造的呢？
So who created these things?
我想只有神有这个能力。
I thought it must only be God who can do this.
这个时候我才意识到我们人的智慧是多么的有限。
And that's when I realized that how limited we are as humans.
我们想要用我们的思想去彻底的解释神的所作所为是不可能的。
We want to explain everything with our mind and our knowledge, but it's just not possible.
这个世界上有太多的未知。
There's just too many unknowns in the world.
我能做的就是把握住我生命里面那些最真实的经历。
And the only thing that I can do is to hold on to my experiences and the truths that I know.
就像神曾经给我力量，给我希望。
Just like when God gave me strength and hope.
而我也是靠着这些爱和信心可以不断地继续前进。
And I was holding on to this love and care from him to continue on.
那我还有什么好怀疑的呢？
So what more do I need to suspect or doubt?
因此我就顺服在神的脚下。
And so finally I sat at God's feet.
决心从今以后我都听从神的安排。
And convicted myself to follow him.
在跟大家分享这个见证的时候，我突然想到了一件事。
While we've been sharing, I thought of something.
在中国有一句话。
In Chinese, there's a saying.
举头三尺有神明。
I forgot. Can someone translate that? I forgot what that was.
To see a God.
Okay, thank you.
有很多人是无神论者，但是他依然很认可这句话。
Even though many people are atheists, but they do believe the saying.
但是你要是去问他这个神是谁，他马上回答不出来。
But if you're to ask them who is this God, they cannot answer.
他也不会认为是菩萨或者佛祖。
They don't really think that it's Buddhist or Bodhisattva.
我想他们其实也是在等待一个人把福音带给他们。
And in reality, they're waiting for someone to bring the gospel to them as well.
让他们知道这个神就是耶稣基督。
To allow them to know that this God is Jesus.
那个人会是你们吗？
Is that you to bring it to them?
好，谢谢。
Thank you.